Our guest this morning, Weird Al Yankovic. Weird Al, welcome to the Chris and Doc Show.
Thanks so much.
Wait a minute. Is this really Weird Al Yankovic on the phone?
I guarantee it. It absolutely is.
Welcome to the land of Myron Florin.
Oh, yes. Myron Florin was the first autograph I ever got. There's a picture of me, a sweaty, red-faced 7-year-old kid standing, smiling next to Myron Florin getting my first autograph.
Let's talk a little bit. First of all, congratulations on the new album that comes out today, your 14th album. It's called Mandatory Fun. It is available in stores if you shop in stores now, but it's available online and digitally in all the iTunes places, right?
Everywhere music is sold. Yes, indeed.
How has that changed the way you do things, the way that now someone can get 2 million YouTube views with their own parody song? How has that changed the way you do what you do?
Well, I just keep doing what I'm doing. It forces me to step up my game a little bit because, you know, for the first half of my career, at least, I had the field pretty much all to myself. Mm-hmm. And now there's a lot of people flooding the market with YouTube parodies, which is great. I mean, it's nice that there's a level playing field now. But, you know, I have to I'll never again be the only person, certainly not the first person ever to do a parody of any given song. So we just have to come up with ways to be funny and not do the most obvious thing all the time.
When you hear a song like on the new album that comes out today, you've got Tacky, which is a parody of Happy. When you come up with that, do you just come up with a bunch of ideas as you hear a song and then narrow it down and follow a thread? How do your ideas come to you on those?
Well, sometimes it's an epiphany. I'll think of the perfect idea right off the bat, but usually it involves a lot more work. I'm a lot more analytical about it. If I have a song that I think is a good candidate, a good target, I'll sit for a couple of days and I'll just think of every single variation on a theme, and I'll think of hundreds of ideas, and 99.3% of them will be horrible, but hopefully I'll find one idea that I think, this could work.
Are there any songs that didn't make the album?
No, I narrow it down to my 12 best ideas, mm-hmm. and then I write those 12 songs and record them and put them all out. So I do all my editing in the conceptual stage.
Is there an advantage with it being all digital now, or is there going to come a point where, I mean, right now when you release an album, some of the songs you're parodying are months old, maybe a year old, and is the digital era easier on you for that?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. This album, Mandatory Fun, is the last one of my record contract. I've been under contract for 32 years.
No.
And this is the end of the line. Yes, yeah, 14 album deal. After this, I don't have any hard and firm plans, but I do think that I'm probably going to be doing something more towards digital distribution so that I can jump on hit songs and new phenomena a little bit more quickly.
And one of the hallmarks of a Weird Al album is the polka medley. You have mm-hmm. one on this album too, right?
I do. Now that's what I call polka. That's the name of the new medley.
sexy and I know it. Girl, look at that body.
He's sexy and he knows it.
I wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big old coat from the thrift shop down the road.
Hey, he wears your granddad's clothes.
That's right.
He looks incredible.
I do.
He's in that big old coat.
It's from
large. The thrift shop,
hey,
down the
let's
road.
Let's go. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up.
This is super awesome.
She's up all night till the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night till the sun. To get some, we're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 Up all night to get lucky. Yes, we're up all night to get lucky. Get lucky. Get lucky.
We're gonna get lucky.
Get lucky.
Let's all get lucky.
We're up all night to get lucky.
Our guest this morning, Weird Al Yankovic. Thanks for joining us this morning. Big album coming out today. Big day for you. Released worldwide, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Is it still
even Guam?
Is it still as fun as it used to be? Is it as big a deal when an album comes out, or is the touring? How has your career changed over the years?
Well, it's a huge deal. I mean, every album that I put out, I try to make it bigger and better than the last one. So I'm very excited. Not only do I think this is the best album I've ever done, I think this is maybe the best thing anybody has ever done. I'm that excited about it.
Wow.
I go head-to-head with the Mona Lisa on this one.
Okay.
I guess our show's over then.
Yeah,
I mean,
no
if this
kidding.
Is it, that's, we can't follow that.
Do you, when you do one of these songs, do you have to legally get permission from the artist?
Well, legally, I always say it's a gray area because I could get away with not asking permission, but, you know, traditionally, I've always wanted to make sure that the artist is on board with it. I want them to understand it's an homage, it's a tribute. I'm not there to step on their toes. So I just like to make sure that the artist is cool.
I can remember when I was a kid, I remember listening to Dr. Demento and hearing My Bologna and talking about it the next day at school. And I didn't even know at the time, I didn't even know that this existed, that this was a possibility. I didn't even know what I was hearing. You know, you'd listen to Dr. Demento and you'd hear Spike Jones or you'd hear Ray Stevens. But when you came out with that, it blew me. I mean, it really, how old was I, 10, 12? It was amazing that someone could do this and actually do this and be on the radio. I was like, we do this all the time. This is awesome.
I broke new ground for songs about lunch meat. Absolutely.
Totally.
And I didn't think I'd be ever making a living doing this. I mean, I was, you know, only a couple years older than you were at the time, and probably still am. But I mean, you know, I was just doing it for grins to amuse my friends, and I thought, oh, this is cool. I'm going to get some airplay on the Dr. Demento show. I thought I was going to grow up and be an architect. That was what I was going to college for at the time. And thankfully, I get to do something that I like a whole lot better.
I know you don't have a lot of time, but let's talk quickly about polka music.
Mm-hmm.
You're no relation to Frankie Yankovic, right?
No. I'd met Frankie a number of times, and we couldn't figure out any direct blood lineage between us. I'm sure somewhere down the line, I'm sure we're probably related,
sure.
but not directly.
And polka music, you've won Grammys. This polka music is a genre that a lot of people don't know about, but your band and your live shows and your polka music, your polka abilities, you're
right up there.
Yeah, you're a very good concertina accordion player.
Well, thank you. And I have to give credit to my band. I mean, you know, they make me look good, and they're so versatile. I mean, literally, they do everything from polka to gangster rap. You know, every genre I throw at them, you know, they nail it. So it's nice to have talented people in the band.
Do they ever look at you and just say, you want a what?
No, they know the drill by now. They don't roll their eyes anymore.
The album is out today. It's called Mandatory Fun. It is Weird Al's 14th album.
Wow.
And we can find out more and your tours and all that. How do we get a hold of you and find out more information?
Well, WeirdAl.com is sort of like your one-stop Al shop.
Mm-hmm.
The Mandatory Tour will happen next year. We don't have any dates yet, but we'll keep you posted.
And speaking of our age, UHF hit me at a perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
My friends and I watched that movie 25 times. It if you haven't seen UHF, go find
it.
UHF. It's one of our favorite movies.
Mine too.
Weird Al, our guest on the Chris and Doc Show. Al, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.